cool.
Yeah, it's the program that I use to do interviews, so it just lets you know ahead of time that.
Oh, okay. So how's everybody?
Everybody's good. You got, just give me one second. You guys are on, right? Oh, you're not on? Just give me one second. I think we got everybody. Joe, I don't think, knows how to answer the call. Or Joe, are you on?
Well, no. It's ringing to Joe. That's what it says.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. I think we got Joe now.
Hello?
Yes. Only there's just a really... He's really, really low.
Your mic sucks, Joe. And try to increase the volume on that.
Hello? Hello? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. Good? Everybody's good?
Is it alright?
Yeah, I'm trying to get one more person in the call. Just give me one second. Okay. Just two of the other editors are listening in while I do the interview because they feel like listening in. Okay. Oh, I hear an echo. It's mad though. Okay, here we go. Well, it's kind of late, but we're going to get this interview done so we can finish our article. Okay. So, let's see. So, on the call, we got Justin and Joe, the East Coast, I guess you could say the East Coast gaming. I guess that's the best way to put it, right?
East Coast players?
Yeah, I guess so. real quick, which players do you guys use?
I use Rufus.
Okay. And Saget, right?
Yeah, I use Sagat.
Okay. Alright. Here we go. So, neither one of you guys watch TV, which kills us. Oh.
Sorry? I could watch TV if you need me to watch TV.
I guess I'll do it too if you really want me to.
No, it's just really odd that like everybody else watches TV except for you guys.
Yeah, I'm always on the move, so I don't really have time to really do that.
I'm always at work.
Yeah, that's understandable. All right, so let's see. Let's get down to the questions. Was video gaming always a passion of yours?
You go first.
I go first?
Yeah.
Either one, it doesn't matter.
I guess I'll go first. Yeah, for me it definitely always was a passion. Ever since I was a little kid, like before I knew about fighting games and all that stuff, I was, you know, always playing whatever. If it was Nintendo or like random games in like the mall arcade, or when 7-Eleven used to have like little arcades, I used to play in there and stuff like that. So it was always something I really enjoyed doing, definitely.
And Justin?
Well, video game, I guess like it occupied myself like throughout my whole childhood, because like my family was always away working, or they're going out, and I was just like a little Chinese kid just playing video games because they couldn't really take me out to where they go, because they usually go to casinos, so I'm not really allowed there when I was younger.
Right.
And I just been playing video games since I was 5, just casually till like 15, and then people started taking me to tournaments, and I just kept going to tournaments, because it was so fun meeting everybody, and like trying to play new different types of competitions, see where you stand, and that just like got the best of me, and I just kept going and going and going, like it's an addiction right now to me.
So, what was the first game you guys ever played, and how old were you? Justin, you could answer this one first.
First game was probably, I guess, the Super Mario Bros. 1 for Nintendo when I was like, I think 5. It was playing. At first, when I first played it, I was like, this must be the stupidest game ever. But then the more I played it, the more I just kept playing it, because I guess jumping around with Mario, hitting hitting like little turtles away all the time was like an addiction for me also in the beginning of my life.
And Joe?
I don't really remember like the first game I played, but it was definitely Nintendo. You know, like, I remember playing like seeing my dad play like Zelda, like the first Zelda, and being like, wow, what is that? You know, that looks pretty cool. It's pretty fun. And, you know, like Zelda, Mario, all the Nintendo stuff, but the actual first game, I really don't remember the first game, but I do recall playing, you know, the NES was the first thing that, you know, introduced me to video games.
All right. Which character best represents your personality?
Character? Like in Street Fighter? Like a Street Fighter character or just game?
Yeah, yeah, character.
Yeah, Street Fighter.
Hmm.
Justin's Seth. You're Seth, Justin.
Why am I Seth?
Because you're the boss.
No. I guess you can. I guess I could be Seth too, because I just copy a lot of stuff.
You're Seth.
I don't know. Let's see. Let me see. Let me check what the other guy said. I don't know. Both Mike and Ryan said that they were Ryu because they're world warriors. And Justin said he's Seth. And what are you, Joe?
I'd probably say Dan, actually.
I like Dan. There's nothing wrong with that.
I would probably say Dan, just like my personality in general, you know, very like very giddy, you know, laid back, goofy, silly, whatever you want to call it, but I would probably say Dan.
That works for me. Best fight you've had and against whom? It doesn't matter what system or what year.
Best fight. Well, probably my best fight is probably this weekend against like all the international players after winning the GameStop tournament. Because like, I've been practicing so much on Street Fighter 4, and then a lot of people just always, like, they've been doubting me, because, you know, like, they're saying, since I'm from America, America doesn't have the Japanese skill or whatnot, but I played the Japanese champion, Io, who uses Dalsim, and then I beat him in the exhibition match. So, right there, it just, that was, like, the greatest match, because it wasn't, like, it could have went either way. And it was just like something that everyone was dying to see.
And Joe?
I would probably have to say when at the Sensation Tournament, there was a 2-on-2 tournament. It was me and Brandon, members of Team Capital, and the West Coast players, Combo Fiend and Gutex. We had a 2-on-2 tournament, and we won. I was just very excited to represent the coast and win for the coast and, you know, like, the whole community in general and Street Fighter 4. It was just, after winning that, I think that was probably my most important win, even though after I played Gutex every time after, he's always beaten me, so I only got that win on him once. But that was probably the most important one for me, though.
Are you guys going to the Samsung thing on Saturday, or...? The Samsung one that's being hosted in the city?
I heard you have to sign up for that, and I didn't know about it, so I don't know if I could still go. Justin, what about you?
Well, Triforce signed me up, and he said that I just have to show up at 10, and I was like, okay. That's all
yeah.
I... That's
yeah, there's like a waiting list. That's what I was asking, because I know Ryan's going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to go play, but I'm probably not going to have the chance to play.
Yeah, it's kind of early.
Yeah, I had no idea you had to sign up and stuff like that. I looked a couple days ago, but I really didn't see anything, and there's actually people at my house right now that were telling me, yeah, you got to sign up to go play, so I guess I'm not playing. But
well, they have like there's like a waiting list that you can, if you show up early, that a lot of people who did sign up won't actually be playing, so... That's why I was wondering. Because that would be interesting to see another fight like that. Because I'll be there sometime during the day.
Mine's early. You have to come at 10 so you can watch me play at 10 in the morning.
I don't know if I'm gonna be there at 10. I heard it starts at 11.
No, mine's at 10.
Oh, cause
have to be there at 10, dude.
Yeah, it's
it says my first match is at 10:15 a.m. That's what it says.
Wow. I don't know. I could try. I'm trying. It's just so early on.
Yeah, where do you sign up for this thing? Because
it was on Shuriken, and then it links you to like their website or whatever where it's supposed to be. Then you go there, and it has like a sign up thing, and you can sign up, but then you'll put on a waiting thing.
Yeah, it's gonna be a waiting list. I don't know. Sucks.
Next question. So, because of the recession, are you guys worried that this will affect professional gaming leagues at all?
I think it will affect some professional gaming leagues, but the ones that we participate in, it won't really affect it because they're using Street Fighter 4, but while other like leagues like MLG, they're not using Street Fighter 4, so that they can be possibly in trouble, but
right.
I think any league that's using the main games that's like today's games wouldn't have to worry about it.
Now, both of you guys are like independent, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If a company ever approached you, what would you think about actually like being sponsored by a company?
Well, I had a couple of those offers mentioned already. And I'm already with a company called Empire Arcadia, and they helped me get like endorsement deals, and mm-hmm. I got an endorsement deal already. And there's one other company called Evil Controllers, but there's other clans, like it's not really companies that try to sponsor you. It's called like clans, and they try to, you know, they say, hey, we want to sponsor you, we'll pay for your flights and hotel accommodations, but then I'm like, well, I've been independent and traveling by myself and paying for myself like this, like probably like 7 years in the Street Fighter community,
right? So,
like, just for them paying for my travel and accommodations doesn't really impress me unless it's like something more of as a salary,
right?
I would be looking for.
That makes sense. And Joe? No. Yes.
I guess I kind of am. There's a group out of the East Coast called Team Capital that I represent. He actually, I was sent to Texas. You know, the hotel and combinations and everything like that. The trip was paid for. Texas, Georgia, Virginia, and this is like a whole brand new thing for me. You know, Justin's been doing it for years. This is just only when Street Fighter 4 came out have I, you know, gotten this kind of luxury, I would say.
Right. And
it's very enjoyable, really. It's definitely a gift, because I know a lot of people out there would kill for something like that, you know what I'm saying? So it really is great.
That's cool. How does your family feel about your choice of work? Well, in your case, Joe, since you already have a job, but, like, you know, what do they think about you video gaming on the side or competing?
My family's actually all for it. You know, my dad's always asking me if I'm going away this weekend, where am I playing, if I am playing. You know, he's very supportive, and my sister is too. My sister's mm-hmm. the same thing as my dad, but my brother really doesn't care. So, but most of my family is, you know, is all for whatever I choose to do, you know, as long as it's, you know, healthy and stuff like that, obviously.
Right. And Justin?
Well, my family doesn't know that I travel to play video games, because they would not like that. They wouldn't like it because, you know, it's a very strict Asian family where they say you have to work a 9-to-5 job, blah, 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 blah. While I think the only way to become successful besides working a 9-to-5 job, and that's like the slow way in my opinion, is being creative. So, like, I think being a professional gamer is something creative, and that it also has potential to actually get somewhere that's similar to like the sports today, as like basketball, baseball.
Right.
So that's where I'm at. But my parents won't know unless I hit, like, you know, I'll tell them when I get a really big deal. or like, you know, something really big happens. But hopefully they don't watch like, hopefully they don't watch G4 TV and watch like GameStop. Like, I'm just hoping for that.
Yeah, I don't see parents watching G4 TV.
That's cool.
Not anytime soon, at least.
Yeah.
Other favorite things to do besides gaming. I know you guys like answered it before, but like, because I asked favorite thing you do while you aren't working, but the, you know, to elaborate on that, besides working and practicing all the time, do you guys have any other favorite pastimes?
Well, I have a girlfriend, so me and her go out a lot. Well, mm-hmm. You know, watch movies, shopping, just like walking around the park, like just do like what couples really do, and that's what takes up the rest of my time besides practicing or playing in like tournaments and stuff.
Right.
I have like nephews and stuff like that. So my sister has a bunch of kids. My brother has a kid. So I'm very family orientated, I would say, if I'm not playing or working.
You're hanging out.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out with the sister, with the kids and stuff like that. They play games too, so, you know, it's cool to go over there and play some games with them. Whether, you know, they don't really play fighting games, but whenever they're playing, I'll sit down and play with them for a little bit. That's about it. I mean, the weather's getting nice. I used to be an aggressive inline skater when that was, like, the cool thing to do, but it's definitely not the cool thing to do anymore.
Right.
We play handball a lot where I'm from, so that's another hobby that, like, I'll do. If it's ever nice out, that's the first thing, like, I want to do. I just want to wake up and go out there and call the guys up, go meet at the court, we'll play, and then maybe we'll go back to the house and play some games after that, you know.
So when did you officially start entering tournaments? Like, what year? What was, like, your first tournament and the year that you started?
When I used to work at, like, a mom-and-pop game store on Long Island, I was, like, 14. They used to have, like, stupid games. Whatever fighting game was out at the time, they would have, like, a little tournament. I remember playing a Mortal Kombat 4 tournament in the game store and, you know, stuff like that, but nothing too major. But I started playing, like, that tournament-wise, little local things when I was about 14.
And my first tournament was actually a major tournament called the East Coast Championships. And the fun, and like, I didn't know it was actually a tournament. I thought it was a gathering. So me going in there, I saw all these people. So I was like, okay, I guess I just paid $10 to play all these people. That's what I thought in my head, because my friends took me to this tournament without me knowing anything, because I didn't know that there was video games tournaments at the time. So I went there and I played Marvel's Capcom 1, and there was at least 300 people in there. And I came in fifth place. In that tournament, and then everyone's like, "Oh wow, you did so good!" And I was like, "What do you mean?" I just played all these people, and then, you know, and they're like, "Oh no, this is a tournament," and they explained to me the whole format and everything. I was like, "Oh wow, this is pretty addicting, because, you know, meeting all these people was a fun thing to do." And from there, I just kept going to tournaments.
Right. Like, what makes you love tournaments? Like, why do you like competing in tournaments all the time?
Well, I'm a competitive person, so just me competing against someone with something on the line, because like competitive play and casual play is like two totally different type of mood and atmosphere. So playing in a competitive atmosphere with like there's a prize on the line, it just hypes me up and gets me in the zone where I'll be able to play at my fullest potential. And also, meeting these people that have the same type of passion as me is like, it's just something that you can't really find very often.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely do enjoy the competition. I do enjoy the competition. I enjoy the hype that tournaments bring and stuff like that. I like what it does to people and to players, because it definitely steps everyone up a notch when you're playing. Like Justin said, when you're playing for a prize, you're not just playing for the 25 cents or the dollar now that you put into the machine. It's a little more meaningful, and I think that's the thing that I really enjoy about the tournament. It's
It's whatever you've done for a month of practice, it's all on the line right there at that tournament, whether, you know, whoever you're playing and whatever place you come in.
What's your favorite snack while you're at a tournament?
Whatever I can find.
I don't even eat anything. I have like this superstition where if I eat, I'm gonna lose. Because when I eat, I get tired. Like, I just get really tired after I eat something. So it just makes me play worse because my reactions are not on point. So I just wait. I just starve myself throughout the whole day till the tournament's over before I eat.
That seems to be the consensus around everyone that I've interviewed. They don't eat, like, through the whole tournament at all.
I can't do that. I'm starving.
What is your current streak right now? Or your best streak you've had?
I had over 100 wins before, but I don't know specifically because after you get 100 wins, it just stops at 100, so you can't really tell in a video game. So I guess I can say 100 plus.
I think the most I ever got was 92. I got 92 wins at a local arcade when Tekken 5 first came out. I got 92 wins at a mall, but most of the players weren't really that good. So.
For practice, do you guys go to the arcade or do you use your console? And if you use your console, which console do you use?
Well, before arcades. When I went to arcades and when I go home, I usually play the PlayStation 2 because that's where all the main fighting game tournaments are usually ran on. But now it's based off Xbox 360 and PS3 because Street Fighter 4 just dominated every other fighting game that's in existence. So right now it's just 360 for me.
I'm the same way with Justin. I played the games that were popular in the arcade, and then when they came to console, I played them on console, like Justin said, on PS2, because that's what everything came out for. But now the Street Fighter 4, which is what everyone's paying most attention to, you can't really practice in the arcade anymore. You know, there's more characters on the console. Everyone's playing on the console anyway in the first place. You know, so everyone would rather, I guess, play at home. You know, I mean, I would like to practice here anyway, because when I go to a tournament, I'm playing on my stick and stuff like that. So
right. So you have 360?
I have both, actually.
Me too.
Which is the stick model that you guys prefer or use, or do you have like some custom arcade stick?
I had Moss stick, like a 360, like it's like the big giant 360 stick that was like, it has like same format as like an arcade from like a regular local arcade. But mm-hmm. Now I use the tournament edition stick made by Mad Catz.
I was using the Moss stick too first, just like the arcade. Then I started using the Hori sticks, the Japanese Hori sticks. The real arcade pros, stuff like that. Like, this is the first one, the second one. Now I use the same one I trust and use, the Mad Catz tournament stick.
And you guys like that better than the Hori? I don't know. I tried the Mad Catz and I didn't like it at all.
Well, I'm more used to it now. So, it's part of me. Because, like, at first I hated, like, those type of style of sticks, because I always,
yeah,
like, mess up.
The Japanese sticks?
Yeah, but yeah, now...
Either.
Now it's more... now it's like, more smooth to me, and it's a lot easier to control now. But, like, 4 years ago, I would just say this is the worst stick ever.
And how many hours do you guys put in a week?
I would say,30 hours a week.
I I probably play maybe like 10 or 12 maybe. Because I work, I don't have a 9-to-5 job, I have a 1:30 to 10 job. But so I work 1:30 in the afternoon until 10 at night. So, you know, by the time I get home and, you know, no one's really playing, my friends don't want to play, you know, it's kind of like, not that it's pointless, but I like to have the competition, you know, instead of sitting here playing by myself.
Right.
So the most practice I used to get was when I used to go to Chinatown Fair on Friday, and that was like probably 5 or 6 hours in one shot. But other than that, I really haven't played as much as I would like to, wanted to be honest.
All right. Let's see. Do you guys have any questions for us?
Is this gonna be on TV or is it gonna be like in the magazine?
It's gonna be online. Cause we're like an online blog, I guess you could say, or website. And then pretty much, I don't see us doing like an actual video one. Just because I think that would be a little hard for us.
It shouldn't be that hard. We plan on doing something like that, but it'll happen soon.
Oh, mystery guy.
Yeah, that's the website guy. He's the CEO. He was listening in on the call. He keeps like dropping in and out.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I don't know. I'm just surprised. Like, I'm like between all the interviews that I've done, I'm surprised that you guys don't have like any specific preference on like fighting sticks. I mean, you guys use them so much that I don't know. I expected it to be like, oh, I have my own like custom made, just for me type, like the one of a kind type stick. And everybody seems to just be content with whatever they can get.
Yeah, because, you know, those things are pretty heavy to carry all the time. Like, they're not heavy, but when you do it consistently, you're like, I don't want to carry this big piece of junk anymore. So I usually go to tournaments now, just without a stick, I just borrow a stick when I get there.
Right. Let's see, is there anything else? Do either one of you guys have, like, your own website, or...
Yeah, I have a bunch of like people that write like gaming related stuff also, like on, it's called like clgamer.com. Cause you know how like Gutex has Gutex.com?
Mm-hmm.
I have the same thing, but it's not just mine, it's like with a lot of other people that's working also. And then, like EmpireCadia.com, that's website too. And then there's also TeamCapital.com. Is it Team Capital? It's Team-Capital.com.
Capital with a K.
Yes, Capital with a K.
Alright. I got a question, actually.
Sure.
I've been trying to find this WCG sign-up thing for the past...
Hold on.
Go to SRK.
Oh, yeah, I did, Justin. I registered on the site, but now I'm on the site logged in, and I can't find the way to participate in this crazy tournament.
They tricked you, man.
They did.
If you sign up now, you'll be, like, number 40 on the waiting list, I think.
If that's, I mean... It's worth a shot, I guess. I'm not doing anything on Saturday anyway.
Yeah, there's going to be about 186 people already registered, but, you know, honestly, how many of those people do you think will show up?
Yeah, I don't know. Yo, Justin, get me in this tournament, man.
You're signed up twice, just so you know, Justin.
Justin, you're signed up twice? Yo, one of those of mine, man. Don't even lie.
I didn't do anything.
But you don't look like a Justin Wong.
One of those spots is mine. Justin messed up. He meant to put Joe Charmelli. Close.
Close, yes. A few mischaracters. But
Justin messed
okay.
up.
Let's see.
Justin, why'd you forget to spell my name?
Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
Because he doesn't want you to win. Mm-hmm. There's more extra competition, that's why.
Definitely.
Oh, how did you place on Chinatown Fair?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, me and Andy had to start in loser's bracket, but I think we got third. Andy! You can't hear anymore. We either got third or fourth.
You see? You should have went to China. You should have came to Cali with me, man.
How am I supposed to go to Cali with you, Justin? Here we go. Now we're going to get into an argument over Skype.
You buy a plane ticket?
Go in his suitcase. Carry on.
What? Just stand there and watch everybody play when I can't play?
Hey, I sent you the link.
Gutex went. Gutex went and he didn't play.
That's because he has like
he
things
lives
to
in
promote.
LA.
What do I have to promote? Yeah, and he can drive 2 hours there. What do I have to promote?
Flew.
You gotta represent from New York, that's why.
That's what Justin's for. Justin did a fine job at that.
He can't do it by himself.
Sure he can. He just did it.
Gutex flew. He didn't drive, man. It takes 6 hours to drive from Southern California to Northern California.
Yeah, but he has like things to, you know what I'm saying, like promote and himself and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right. Ed Ma went.
I guess.
You could have played casuals with international players. I would have hooked you up playing Poonko.
Sorry, Justin. Next time, I promise.
I sent you the link, Joe.
What link?
Look at your Skype conversation.
Ooh.
It should be there.
Yeah, I did this. I did this already.
But then you have to look for, like, events and then go to Street Fighter 4. It's kind of confusing.
Login. Oh, my God. I forgot my login already. I just did it.
Wow, there's a lot of players, but I guarantee a lot of these players are not going to be...
What do you mean, invalid username and password? What do you mean?
We're not the interwebs. We can't help you with that.
What do you mean, sir? What does this mean?
Just go to forgot password.
Oh, my God.
We're web helping over here. Or WCG.
Where do you see forgot password?
It should be right underneath or to the right of the submit button.
Nah, man.
I guess you can't sign up anymore.
Ooh.
Oh.
Breaking my heart.
You can take my spot if you want. I give you my spot for $50.
$50, you got it.
I meant...
$50, you got it.
$50.
Oh, easy.
So what do you guys think about the movie? Or what do you expect to get out of the movie?
I hope a lot of people are really interested in it, and, you know, it just builds up the scene a lot more.
I know my friends that are gamers, kind of, but not really fighting games, are interested in it because they like documentaries. So, and then a lot of people have been talking about it. I'm more interested to see the full-length feature than the little 30-minute one that he's making for May.
Yes, I mean, supposedly he's making one for his class project or whatever he has to do. And then he said when he's done with that, he's actually going to do, like, a full-time, you know,
yep.
do... nothing but work on this and try to make like a 2-hour feature length out of it.
Yeah, that's what he told me also. I spoke to him last week. And that's the plan. Because he has to submit so he can graduate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why he's doing like a shorter one.
Yes, yeah, fancy. Oh my God, it worked! Oh my God, it worked! How do I sign up?
One of those links should take you back there.
This site is really confusing.
But good luck signing up, because I see that it's full.
Of course it's full. It's always going to be full. Breaking my heart.
You could always just go and hang out. I'm pretty sure someone will play against you.
You can hang out, and you know, put yourself more in the commercial spotlight.
Hey, Joe, if you sign up, you'll be number 49 on the waiting list.
I wish this site would let me sign up because I would have done it 20 minutes ago. Maybe I would have been number 41. Oh, man.
I have a feeling a lot of these people who sign up are like little kids that are like, I can play Street Fighter.
I hope so. register. Look here to log in.
So, is there anybody you look forward to playing for the rest of the year? And hopefully still, you guys are still trying to get into SBO, right?
Yep. I'm just trying to play the whole nation of Japan. That's my goal. Because I'm going to Japan early just to play, like, before Evolution.
Right. Who was the person you played in California? Did you play Daigo or?
Yeah, Daigo beat the shit out of me. But like, I didn't want to play. I don't want to make excuses, but like, if it was a regular tournament where I could switch like other characters, then it would have been a better match. Because I have like characters against certain people that it only works. You know what I mean?
Right. So,
and I would pick this character against like against Gutex, I would pick Balrog against him because I know that my Bog can beat his Balrog a lot easier than my Rufus can. But against other people, I would have to pick Rufus and Balrog because they would have more Balrog experience.
Right. So you switch it up a lot,
I do switch it up a lot.
Joe, you're just consistent, right? You always play the same dude.
I'm a one-trick pony.
That's all right, though. I mean, if you're really good at that character, I don't see a reason why to switch.
Dude, this is really, like, killing me. I can't believe I signed up for this.
Well, I know definitely I'll be there probably around, like, 12, the latest, if I don't get there at 10 o'clock. I got a lot of stuff to do before I head out to the city. I don't have the luxury of living in the city.
Oh, either does Joe.
I love the city.
Yeah, I'd love the city too if I lived by Union Square.
Oh, that, you know, that's where I live.
I would love that. Well, I'm not that far out, but I'm not as far as Joe. That's really out there.
Yeah, I'm in the boonies, man.
Long Island, I don't know. My friend used to live in Long Island, and I didn't know how he did the commute every day to the city.
Justin loved Long Island. Tell him.
Long Island sucks.
I guess it doesn't suck if you live close to the LIRR.
No, it still sucks.
I try to help you out. I was hoping you'd be like, oh, it's not so bad.
Who are all these names? Who are all these people on the waiting list? Nobody's.
Wait.
Number 49 is going to be your name.
My bad, Javits. Sorry, Javits. Number 11.
Number 7. Yeah, Bifu Teki.
Oh, that's... Ryan's coming?
Yeah, Ryan will be there.
Ryan.
Bartlett.
No. Fuber Duck's not going.
No, Bartlett's signed up.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, that's if he makes it. That's when he'll come.
Yo, let me get that spot.
You're going to start, like, standing outside the venue. Can I get your spot? Can I get your spot?
Yeah, I'll bring $100, easy. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, I have a feeling a lot of these people are not going to be on this tournament. Like, Xbox 360 is garbage. Yeah, I don't know about all that. Some of these names I've heard of, but some of these, I don't know. Sound a little sketchy. Hopefully it will be like a bunch of not so good people.
Hey, baby. Let me call you back. I'm in the movie.
This is crazy right now.
If you don't go to that tournament, there's that plane and trade.
Yeah, you could clean up there.
No, it's pressed now. I'm very depressed.
Because I see a lot of the people that are probably going to the plane trade are probably not coming to this. I didn't see that many. You could definitely clean up there.
I'm pretty depressed now.
Well, I think we are about done with our interview. Now, I don't know how to stop this crap.